and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining us every single day when she's not threatening to leave to develop a line of furniture for very small hamsters for PetSmart, ladies and gentlemen, ooh, it's Alexis Hom Thompson.
Bye! Gotta go! That's what I'm deciding to do!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll stay for this show. Good morning, Fluffy!
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts!
Ooh, good morning!
Good morning, all of you. It's Wednesday, April 17th. The year is 2024. Welcome to our show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your life. The eyes have opened. Congratulations. Also, welcome to Bat Appreciation Day. Bat, not bad. I want to be clear. Bat Appreciation Day.
Oh, they're so cute.
Welcome to Blah, 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 Blah Day. Welcome to International Ford Mustang Day. Welcome to Alexis's favorite, International Haiku Day.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to Malbec Day. Welcome to National Banana Day. Welcome to National Bookmobile Day. Mm. Cheese Ball Day. Ooh. Crawfish Day. Kickball Day. Holly's favorite, Nothing Like a Dame Day.
Hey! I don't know.
School. What the hell was that?
I tried.
It's early. Welcome to School Librarians Day. And welcome to your coffee. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. That's right. Cheers.
I am tired.
I'm sorry, Flossie.
You mean like a dame? D-A-M-E or Dane, like Danish?
Dame. Nothing like a dame.
M. Gotcha. Dame.
I mean, I also would like to be like a pastry. That's fine.
I would like to eat a pastry.
Because I don't have any Danish heritage.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Mm.
Believe it or not, I am.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's a Dane.
Yeah. I don't either. But I would like to enjoy a Danish right now if one was in front of me. I mean.
Yeah, really.
Any Danish,
anything
really
sounds good right now.
Except ones with like I don't know if I want a pineapple Danish. Just maybe just a cream cheese Danish, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, any fruity one works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello! Wow!
Welcome to our show. We're here another day to entertain you. Well, we'll play some haikus throughout the day because it's haiku day.
Oh, right. We have a whole bunch of those recorded, don't we?
We have a whole bunch. Here's one now.
I forgot.
And now, a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
What is the best thing to tell annoying poets? Hi, could you please stop?
That was a haiku dad joke.
Yes. She's
from Alexis.
Yeah.
That one works. Aren't haikus 575?
Yes.
Yes.
Why did that one tickle me? That was good.
Those were all so much fun.
Oh, God, that's good. Well, play one more. Why not?
Here.
And now, a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
The poet's advice, never anger aliens. Don't P-O-E-T.
That was a haiku dad joke.
She's a poet, you know?
From Alexis.
That works, too. Yeah. The annoying one. I like aliens. That one. So, that was so good. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you learn very quickly how uninteresting you really are to people around you when you're not holding a puppy.
Is it very different today?
It's a very different ball game. People couldn't care less about you. They don't need to talk to you. They don't want to say good morning. They don't need to even look at you.
Oh.
When you're not holding a small animal, your whole world just kind of changed. You, it's very humbling.
It's who are you? What?
Exactly. What's your name? You have a show here? Really? Okay. Oh, you're the guy. You're that. Okay. Thank you.
You're Milo's owner,
you're Milo's
right?
Dad. Yeah. I'm Milo's dad. Yeah. Thank you. Where's the puppy? Okay. Well, have a good day. Have a good day.
Oh, he's probably sleeping right now. He's tired.
You know, for my mom's sake, I hope he is. Yeah.
He's with your mom?
He's with my mom. My mom, you know, when we were considering getting him, I said I I was very realistic with her. I said, Mom, I said, we're not sure we're going to get another one. I said, you know, Biggie's nine, going to be nine. And when Biggie goes, I just don't know. You know, we like to, we travel a bit. We like our freedom.
Yeah.
And she said, Jason, you have a mother now that lives within your, near your zip code. She goes, you traveling is no longer an excuse. She goes, I will watch those babies whenever you need them.
Aww.
And I said, okay, okay. Well, don't say that unless you mean it. Cause hello. And yeah, I'm like, hello.
Yeah, you're like, here you go.
Here you go, Mom. And then I said, also, I said, Mom, I said, you know, I wake up at the butt crack of dawn. And the last time we had a kid, a puppy, Colin had a more irreverent job. You know, he could basically wake up when he wanted to most days. I said, now he works, you know, in a building. He has to, it's 9 to 5. He's, you know, he's Lily Tomlin. And, or maybe he's Jane Fonda. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I got to ponder that. No, he's definitely Lily Tomlin. She was very organized. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's very much Violet Newstead. I said, so Mom, I don't think it's fair to interrupt Colin's sleep either. Cause I can't wake up every hour or 2 hours with the puppy. And she says, Jason, I'm going to repeat what I just said. She goes, if you get that puppy, you drop him off and I'll have him potty trained in 4 days. And I said, okay, sure. Now, will you sign on this piece of paper here? Please sign right there at the bottom of that paper.
You're sending your mom contracts.
Oh, girl. What? I sent my mom. Oh, yeah, I emailed her a contract. Okay. You said on February 12th that you will potty train a dog. If I get it, I just need you to sign in the initial page 2.
Subform B.
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah. Article A.
That's your copy. Do you want a copy? Okay, you don't need a copy. Okay, I'll take that for my records. Thank you.
As long as there's no penalties if she doesn't meet the deadline.
Exactly. So, yeah, all right. Damn it, Holly. I didn't put that in there.
Okay,
I didn't put
good. Penalties. I'm just thinking of your mom here.
No, all kidding aside, I said, oh, Mom, you're so sweet. And all kidding aside, like Katie Canine, Lexi, you know this. You've met my mom many times. My mom is a dog whisperer. My mom's been around dogs quite literally her entire... She has owned half the breeds in the AKC. And she was a vet assistant. That was her first job. She knew more than half the people in the offices she worked in. And then she became a groomer. That's how when I think of my mom in my childhood, she owned her own business. Anyhoodly. My point being is my mom's really good with dogs. So I did our show yesterday with Milo on my lap. I did the Jason show and then we got done and, I brought him over, to Dar's and now my mom has like 150-pound Mastiff. And I think I'm even wrong on that weight. This dog is really a Triceratops. I mean, it's about the size of an adolescent Triceratops.
Oh,
gentle giant.
We walk in the house, Lex and Holly. It took Milo 4.5 seconds to immediately start playing with my mom. I mean, immediately took to her like a duck to water. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm leaving because the dog no longer cares about me. And peace. So I, so
you
last
sure gonna
night,
get that puppy back?
Well, Lex, that's the end of the story.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Lex, again, you can read me like a book. I know, Holly, A, I got to check my contract. And B, I look at my mom's Facebook page and all of these, a variety of my talkers that follow my mom and just random relatives and people. My mom posts pictures of last night of him snuggled up with her. And people are making jokes of, oh, is Jason even going to get this dog back? And my mom is going, probably not. And so I responded to one of the posts. I go, you know, I can read this. Like, I can see Facebook. Like, I'm reading, you know. But anyway. He pottied... He only pottied once in the house yesterday. Okay. As I went to bed, he went outside even in the rain, And I think that's good for a little 9-week-old puppy to only have one accident in the house for a prolonged period of time. So I think she's going to have that dog whipped. And that dog's going to be able to do geometry by Saturday. So, I know. So anyway, it was lovely. I miss him. Colin already misses him. And then here's the end. We had to have a long talk with Mr. Big last night because I walk in alone and Mr. Big looks at me. So I sat down with Biggie. I go, Biggie, this is what we call a reprieve. You are not out of the woods. The puppy is returning.
Yeah. Revel in this.
Yeah. Right, Lex? Yeah. Biggie, this is not, that wasn't a mirage yesterday. The puppy is returning, FYI. He's so good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, if you're wondering what Meghan Markle's very first item was going to be that she's going to sell, because she's selling all kinds of stuff now. It's like Goop kind of thing. Alexis will tell you what that is.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Everything Entertainment. Everything Princess Bride.
Stop saying that!
Jace with Lex and Holly. Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Oh, I can't wait, Lex, to log on and buy something for Meghan Markle.
Oh, wow. Me too.
I can't wait.
Well, good luck right now because it looks like her website is still... add to the wait list.
Okay.
But it looks like she's kind of soft launched her very first product, her new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard. And I guess Orchard's in the name there. So any guesses of what it is?
Let's see here.
It's a food product.
Okay. German potato salad.
Oh my gosh. That would be, wow. Wow.
No.
Okay. It's rustic jars of fresh jam. Strawberry jam.
Rustic.
Rustic.
How very Amish.
Yeah. Absolutely. What makes it rustic? I guess there's a stamp of the company's name, and then it's wrapped in a decorative neutral cloth, and then there's a little bow tied around it. Looks like raffia.
That's rustic, Lex?
I guess so. I guess it is. And it's popping up on social media. She's made 50 pots of this and I guess gifted them all to friends.
Well, that's great. So we can't buy them. Any.
No, because I was like, how much is this jam? I have to know. But it looks like when I go to her website, when I try to figure out how much it costs, there's nothing.
Price upon request jam.
I guess
so. Is that
so.
What American Riviera Orchard Estate, Bartles James, whatever is going to be charging?
Yeah.
We thank you for your support.
It makes me think, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Okay, well, let's guess here.
And it looks like there's really nice like pieces of strawberry in it, too. Like, it looks like a nice chunky jam, which is my favorite.
So it's more of a preserve than a jam is what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Lexa Lulu, what's it called? I want to look at this. Now you're saying chunky strawberries. Now
yes, so if you, just Google Meghan. American Riviera Orchard Jam, American. And you'll see some of the social media that her friends have been posting. Of course, it's very aesthetic. You know, they're holding it, beautiful lighting. One spread it on a piece of, looks like sourdough.
It's a damn jar of jam.
And then cut strawberries next to it. Right. No, I know. It's like, wait a second.
You're like, hold up. I mean, that's great. Oh, look, it's in a basket of lemons. I mean, the picture looks lovely.
It does.
It looks very lovely. Now, I'm going to give you guys a hint.
Yeah.
That there have been reports and scuttlebutt and whatnot and have yous that Meghan Markle's American Riviera Orchard was supposed to be a collaboration with this company called Flamingo Estate. Now, Flamingo Estate is another very aesthetic company that this guy started basically out of his backyard in Los Angeles. And that they were supposed to, I think that this report came from Puck. And that, you know, they were going to be doing something together. Mm. But then apparently that's not the case anymore. So if you want an idea about what American Riviera Orchard is going to be, just go check out Flamingo Estate.
Oh, so it's going to look very similar.
It has a similar vibe already. Oh. If you go and check that out. And they have celebrity honey for sale.
Oh, okay.
From celebrity bees?
Well, not from celebrity bees, Jason, but from celebrities
own bees
who tend to the bees.
Yeah.
And then they put their honey into a jar.
Probably finely wrapped jar. With fancy font.
What if they spit in it? Get a little DNA from the celeb.
Ooh, here's some dander.
Wow, you went there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little dander. That would do it, too.
For sale right now would be Tiffany Haddish honey.
I think it's too early to say the word dander.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I want you to guess the actual retail price of Tiffany Haddish honey.
I thought you were kidding. This is real, Holly?
I am dead serious, you guys.
How big is the jar?
This jar, for asking. It's 15 ounces of honey.
Okay.
So I don't know how much that is. I mean, like a jar wise. Would that be a significant jar? A nice little jar.
I think so. Yeah, it's a nice, it fits in your hand.
Yeah, so this was cultivated from hippie bees in Topanga. Tiffany's got green thumbs inherited from her grandmother and has planted trumpet flowers, blossoming thyme, and sweet potatoes. The hive location is in central Los Angeles. It has flavors of trumpet flower and thyme. The color is liquid sunshine, and it tastes as fresh as Tiffany's SNL monologue. Proceeds benefit the She Ready nonprofit organization.
Oh, there's a foundation attached.
Well, I think that these celebrities, you know, a portion of the proceeds go to whatever they want.
Sure.
You know. So the actual
to make it seem like they're not profiting.
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. So
I'm guessing $90,
Holly.
$90. That's Alexis's bid. I'm going $59.99.
Jason, congratulations. You are the winner of the Tiffany Haddish honey. Actual retail price $250.
$250, I win.
Oh, wait.
Alexis wins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold up.
Jason loses. And so does the consumer.
Wah-wah, that is some expensive honey. Wow.
I'm not buying that honey. That's ridiculous. But, you know, people are going to buy this because it's the Studio 54 thing.
Yeah.
Because people are going to see, I just looked at that label again from the Meghan Markle.
They made it special.
Somebody like Xavier Roberts on a Cabbage Patch Kids butt.
Yep.
They've written 14 out of 50. So people want to be included on stuff like
this.
It's
artisan.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. They're making it real special. But, and now we know that, what's on?
Oh, I was like, wait a second. The key to making a lot of money is writing a number on a jar?
Yes, Holly.
Oh, yeah, it's limited edition.
I number my biscuits.
Oh, yeah, I did notice 3,722 on the one that I ate last week with my rotisserie chicken.
Right. Uh-huh. No, but that's the key. She's going to sell. We're laughing. You know who's laughing? Her.
Yeah, look at Gwyneth Paltrow.
Look at Gwyneth Paltrow selling her.
The goop. The candles and stuff.
Her vagina candles.
Yes. And those eggs.
Vagina? Candle?
Yeah. No. Well, and we've only just begun because the trademark that American Riviera Orchard has applied for includes jams, jellies, tableware, staples, cutlery, table linens, drinkware, cookbooks.
Oh, where's the asteroid?
It's everything.
Okay. Well, I hope it smells nice.
I do too. I mean, Lex is right, though. The jam does look good, but it's neither here nor there. When we come back, bad news for Red Lobster fans and the thing we're all glad when it happens.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Join the fun on the late summer, early fall Bert Convy Show.
So cute!
It's a captivating show with lots of music, fun, and plenty of bionic chicken. So join Bert.
For the good time.
The fun continues on a knockout show, Easy Does It, starring Frankie Avalon, with guests dropping in like Annette Funicello and Liz Torres. Bert Convy and Frankie Avalon, Wednesday at 8, 7 Central.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I have just presented to you the most unoriginal and we have totally given up television show name in the history of network television. And that name is The Late Summer, Early Fall Bert Convy Show. Ooh. From 1976.
A lot of words there.
That's actually the name of that show. That's when the network executives were like, you know what? We have Bert Convy. We're going to air it in the summer when no one's watching. But it's not really the summer. It's late summer, early fall. Let's call it The Late Summer, Early Fall Bert Convy Show.
Now let's go golfing in Rancho Mirage and get out of here, everybody. We've done our job. Great job, everybody. Let's go.
That's right. Hey, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Okay, let's talk about Red Lobster.
Ugh. Yeah, what's going on?
I know, Holly. I saw that you put this on there, and it was we were connected across the metro because I was literally reading a marketplace or a market watch story on this, and I wept a little bit. What's going on?
A single tear falling from your
eye. One tear, yeah.
There's a new report from Bloomberg reporting that Red Lobster has hired a firm to look over possible restructuring efforts. And if they can't restructure, they would likely file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They have to rearrange the kitchen over there in the land of Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now, the good news is about Chapter 11 is that the restaurants can stay open while they're trying to get their finances in order. But it's been hard on the Red Lobster in the past couple of years. You know, at the height of the pandemic, you know, Red Lobster was affected. There was even gossip and scuttlebutt that they were going to stop giving away their Cheddar Bay biscuits for free.
Mm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, didn't they get screwed with their never-ending shrimp?
People would come
and eat for days.
Yeah, because y'all just went there and camped out at the Red Lobster.
Yep.
And went to Lobster Fest and ate them out of all the lobsters.
Well, one thing I know for sure, they need to get rid of those aquariums or the fish tanks with the lobster. Can you imagine? That must be a lot to maintain.
Yes.
Anyone with me?
honest to goodness.
Oh my God, Alexis. I want to run to Hubbard and hug you right now.
That needs to go.
I mean, honestly, haven't been in a Red Lobster, I would say, in 25 years.
It's been a long time for me. That still exists there, right, Jace? Or
it does, yeah.
Okay.
I would say out of the operating costs of running a RL, yeah, it's expensive. It's salt water. They got to maintain it. They got to keep the live mains in there. Their problem is, and this was the problem with the all you can eat shrimp. They didn't do a proper cost analysis of that shrimp, and they're charging for all you can eat shrimp. They're charging too little. And I know in this present environment when inflation is still high, it's hard to hear that, but they weren't charging enough. Seafood is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're also running against that.
This is not like the pasta bowl at Olive Garden.
No.
Unless they do like free rice or something.
Well, and that's probably why Darden, I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but to put a little perspective on this, Red Lobster used to be under the same umbrella as the Olive Garden and other Longhorn. And I mean, they own a lot of stuff, but anyway, I think Ruth's Chris now, but anyway, they used to be under the same umbrella. And then Darden, I was shocked about this. Because I worked for them when we were family. They sold them off to an investment firm. They spun them off, and I thought, wow, I thought Red Lobster was a profitable business for the Darden restaurant company. Well, obviously it wasn't. And I realized recently, it's exactly what Holly or you just said. There's one thing to turn a profit on pasta, which fundamentally is pretty cheap. It's quite another to turn a healthy profit margin on Maine lobster, crab legs, and shrimp and fish.
Maybe the broccoli is what that's never ending.
Right.
That wouldn't last long. You know what I mean? Like one serving, done. I don't need ever.
Great. Yeah. Now it's owned by a company called Thai Union, and they're based out of Thailand. And apparently Red Lobster is the only restaurant chain in the United States owned by this organization. And they are also the company behind Chicken of the Sea seafood packaging. So I'm sure they're just like, okay, we're in the seafood business. Let's have a restaurant. And then we do the never ending shrimp and we lose $12 million on it.
Yeah. What they need to do is they need to do kind of what Macy's is doing. If it's to survive, they need to shrink their footprint around the country.
Streamline that menu.
They need to, and raise the prices a little bit. Don't alienate your core audience, but you got to elevate it. Shrink down the menu because you have all that. That's also one of the things that'll kill a restaurant. You see that in all these food shows, these Restaurant Impossible. When you open up a menu and it's like the Sears catalog, very few restaurants can pull that off. Cheesecake Factory manages to do it. I think it's because of volume, but you need to streamline the menu so you don't have so much food and in your walk-in freezer.
Yes.
Streamline that menu so there's not food waste, which then affects your bottom line. And I'm getting real technical here, but anyway, I want to see it purchased.
Biscuits? Yes or no?
No.
Keep it the way, because that's like the pasta, I guess.
Yeah, I would keep that because you're going to really piss people off. But don't retrain your staff and don't have them drop off a dozen in front of a table of three.
Do they do that?
Sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, because you're just like, ugh, I'm busy, and I can tell that these people. They want the biscuits. It's just like when I used to work at Don Pablo's and I was just like, these people are going to want a lot of chips and I'm just going to think forward and I'm going to please the customer and I'm just going to go into that chip hopper and here you go, chips for days.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'll catch you later. Sense. Yeah.
They should be bought by a restaurant company too that knows how to actually run a restaurant. To get those food costs and labor costs down. I'm sure there's some waste that they can cut there. I think they need to modernize a little bit. Red Lobster probably hasn't changed much since the heyday of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Or the 90s when I worked there. But
lobster tanks. Bye.
I know. We got to get rid of those.
Oh, yeah. Who is responsible for the maintaining of the lobster tank at the Red Lobster?
Oof. Well, the host, I did that job for many years. The host is the one that has to clean them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maintain it is the either the back of the house or one of the managers.
Uh-huh.
It's not a server job. It's not a busser job. It was usually done by the back of the house. They would dump the live mains in there. And the back of the house would maintain the hard work of the lobster tank, making sure the salt water was good and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Lex, you're all right. They were a pain in the butt.
Hey,
it entertained people in the front lobby.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
When they started getting anxious. Okay, you said 45 minutes. We've been here 48 minutes. Where's our table? Like, settle down, Sally. Settle down.
They've got their phones now, you know?
Hey, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can entertain themselves.
Yeah,
get rid of
find
the lobster
some lobsters
tank.
In the wild. You know, watch a live stream. I'm sure that exists somewhere.
Mm-hmm. like we discovered late in the show yesterday, the panda cam.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
That was fantastic. That was a great discovery at the end.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, I clicked off our cameras after the show. We said goodbye. It was like here comes Donna and Steve, and I stayed in this room for about 45 seconds more. I was typing something for the TV show and an email that I had to send off as soon as we were done. And I keep hearing nature noises, Lex. And I'm like, where is that coming from? I had not shut down the volume of the panda cam. And I'm like, where is that coming? Oh, it's the panda. It's the panda.
Eating some bamboo.
Eating some bamboo. I'm like, oh, that's what that is.
They're just hungry.
Yes. They're just a little hungry. Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
All a little hungry.
Panda life.
Hey, everybody. Just a couple days left to sign up for Team My Talk for this year's Big Climb Minneapolis. Donna Valentine and Matt Belanger will be out at US Bank Stadium this Saturday to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Go to mytalk1071.com, keyword climb, to sign up. When we come back, how does a Naked Gun reboot sound to you? Just think about that. Alexis has Dish when we return. Back in a moment.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
That's, by the way, everyone, just in case you're confused, that's the real B. Arthur. Not the fake middle manager one. Nope. Welcome back.
She's not wrong. We looked it up.
We did look it up, Lex. We did. Yeah. We're glad you're here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Little pop of pop culture in our first hour here. Lex, were you a Naked Gun fan?
I did love Naked Gun, all three of them. They're just fun and stupid.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need that. You know what I'm saying?
You do. Yeah, you need some.
How do you feel about Naked Gun?
It wasn't my jam.
Okay.
I only watched a little bit of it, and this will surprise absolutely no one in our audience. Because Priscilla Presley was in it.
Yeah, that's of course. It. Yeah. Yeah, she's in all three of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know how jazzed you are about a Naked Gun reboot.
Pretty jazzed. Yeah, a little jazzed.
Pretty
yeah.
jazzed. Holly, do you like Naked Gun?
I love Naked Gun. Okay. And I love Police Squad.
Perfect.
The show that it's based yes. off of. I love all three movies. I think they're amazing. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, well, it's going to be rebooted, and it is set to open not this summer, but next July.
Okay.
Through Paramount Pictures. And we have some more casting news. Liam Neeson will be the lieutenant, and then Pamela Anderson will be the love interest.
Liam and Pamela Anderson. Okay.
Now, Liam Neeson's the one that I'm a little bit more afraid of because, not afraid, that's not the right word, but a little bit like, huh, I wonder how that's going to work. Because I'm just used to seeing him in, like, Taken and Schindler's List, you know, like, very serious roles.
Well, that's the whole thing about the Naked Gun series,
and
Alexis.
That's why it's so funny.
Well, because Leslie Nielsen was a dramatic actor.
Right, yes.
Before he started doing the Zucker's Abrams movies.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So that's where they're kind of going with this, the same kind of thing. Hey, let's take this serious actor, and he'll play the straight guy in this.
Yeah.
The hilarity will ensue in his reactions to things, with the other characters and all that stuff, just like with Leslie Nielsen did with Frank Drebin in the original Naked Gun series.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, sure.
So it makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah. Pamela, I can fully see.
Yes.
I can fully see her. She's an interesting choice because I would have thought they would have went with some young ingenue, you know what I mean? Some young, well, Priscilla Presley was actually not overly young in the Naked Gun, but.
Well, Liam is 71.
Yeah, there's that.
So, and she's 56.
That never stops Hollywood, but yeah.
No, that's true. You're right. No, it doesn't. I'm just saying, you know, yeah, like, totally. There's still already a... But I see what you're saying, though. You'd think that they'd go with someone younger.
Uh-huh. Liam, you're going to be paired with Dua Lipa. There we go.
Yeah,
there's
right.
your...
Don't think that the studio didn't try to pitch that idea.
Right, right.
Now, yeah. Here is hope for this project, because the original folks aren't involved in this. However, the trio behind the Disney Plus movie Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers... are the filmmakers behind this Naked Gun reboot. And that Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie on Disney Plus was really cute and very well done.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's their first project that they did.
I don't know if it's their first project, okay. But it's their most notable.
It's the most notable.
Yeah,
okay.
There was
All right.
I'm going to see this because yeah. I want to see I want to see Liam do this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want to see him do this. I think he will be.
Well, and also, like, yeah, fan of the originals, so I guess whoever was playing it, I'd still go see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a peek at this and see how it goes. Well, I think he'll do great.
Next summer is when it's coming out, July 18th, 2025.
There we go. Did you guys see the preview for Hacks? The trailer for the full season of the Jason, please try to talk. The full trailer for the new season of Hacks.
Oh, was there?
There we go.
Yay, nailed it, Jace.
I can talk, everyone. Yeah.
There's a full one?
There's a full one now.
The one I saw was, maybe a minute.
A month ago? Oh, no. This is the full one, my friend.
Oh, there's a fuller one.
There's a fuller one.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fuller of comedy.
Okay.
And
because the teaser I really liked.
Yeah. Well, you'll really like the fullness of this one.
Okay.
Yeah, this is about 2 minutes long.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a little bit of cussing, so I can't really play much of it. But I'm bringing this up because I could literally just tell you, hey, go watch a trailer. I'm only bringing this up because it leads me to say I liked season two. It was a little it wasn't a perfect season. I like where they're going with this season. I think this is going to be a really good third season.
So it's kind of a coming together, like they happenstance see each other.
Yes, yes. They are back together, and I love the fact that in this season, Gene Smart's character is having a resurgence. It's kind of like Joan Rivers. You know, every time Joan recreate herself or reinvent herself, Gene Smart's character is basically on that train right now. She's hip and hot with the youngins. She's finally been given the respect that she deserves. And she comes back together with her writer friend. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's going to be a fun dynamic this year. And
the fashion looks amazing in it.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're all getting some sexy time.
Well, you know what? Let's hope. So, yeah, it's just a really good trailer. And it's let me see. It comes out May 2nd. So we don't have long to wait.
Which, yes.
Isn't that weird to say? Oh, May 2nd isn't that far away.
Time keeps moving along.
I know.
Here we are.
And it's, as they say in Steel Magnolias, and it's marching right across your face. Time is moving on. And it's marching right across your face. But that's why that's why you have Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. But no, I love that show so much. Well, and I love not that she ever went away and not that she was never respected, but I love that this show brought more people to the Gene Smart yard.
Yes.
People that thought of her or didn't know about her or was like, oh, is she that woman in that designing show? Mm-hmm. No, yeah, she is, but she's so incredibly fantastic.
It made people appreciate her. Too.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, she was like really, what was that, 2021?
Yeah.
Really on fire.
That was such a great Sunday. What do you call them, Holly? Sunday.
A Sunday story.
A Sunday story.
Mm-hmm, on HBO.
Oh, Mayor of Easttown was a good Sunday story.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that yet, watch it.
Yeah.
We're jealous about the ride you're about to take.
Oh, it was so, thank you for that. Oh, God, that cast. Evan Peters, Kate Winslet, Gene Smart, and a good story, too. And yeah. Kate Winslet was so good in that. My goodness, was she great in that show. Everybody was. Evan Peters. I think it's one of my favorite things Evan Peters has done.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of his. He's from Dahmer, if you guys don't know or don't remember in American Horror Story.
Oh, it's chilling. Just even the thought of him playing Dahmer or the picture of him.
Mm-hmm. You never watched that, did you, Lex?
I started and I was too scared.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Holly, did you watch it? Because you weren't on the show. Okay,
no, I did not. You know, serial killers and true crime and killers and all that stuff.
Serial killers.
Yeah, serial killers. Not really my genre.
I get it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really, it's odd to use the word loved it when you're talking about a show about a serial killer and real victims.
Yeah.
So I will not say I loved it.
Well, no, it's so realistic. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say I really appreciated it.
Of course. And, yeah. The acting, like I watched a little bit and then I had to stop because, you know, once they started going into his apartment, you know, it's like, you know, what's going to happen in there? And, you know, but because I do like Evan Peters too, because I think he's just a fantastic actor. And he was very nice when he was here for the Super Bowl.
That's right. He was. Yeah. That's right.
Lance. There's an intensity to him that is very appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Just nice.
We talked about a lot. So there we go. Hacks coming back in May. Dahmer's available now on Netflix. Mayor of Easttown is available on Max. And the Naked Gun reboot next year. Did I get all that right? Next
Nailed
year?
It. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh, next my summer. God.
I haven't even finished my coffee yet. When we come back, people are talking about Olympic outfits. Oof. Holly will have that. And aren't we glad when a particular thing happens? I'll tell you what that thing is.
Entertainment.
Ooh, I'm always really happy when someone has a pest problem and they just call Plunkett's Pest Control right away. Because, you know, they've been doing this for more than 100 years. And they know what they're doing. Don't just take my word for it. Lots of other people, like Becky, she says, hey, we used a different company before Plunkett's and we'll never do that again. We have seen results with Plunkett's and we love our technician, Mike. He's been amazing to work with. He listens to what we have to say and always has a solution. And yeah, that's just the truth. They've been in Minnesota since 1915, family owned and operated. Don't let pests take over your home. Trust the pros at Plunkett's for effective and eco-friendly control methods. Deep roots in Minnesota. So if you're in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or anywhere in Minnesota, the one name the people you should call, Plunkett's Pest Control. They can handle a variety of pests. You can do it on a one-time basis, or you can get on the annual plan, just like me. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control.